wish you can go to play the basketball with your friends. You don't want to go to church. So when a teenager, when I was 15, 1 year, I lied to my father, say I need to go to have a study, extra study for the high school. So then I go to play basketball with my friends. I feel I got a freedom. But later on, that's the worst and the darkest year in my life. Because I think I have my freedom. I can do whatever I want. But suddenly, many, many things happen. Thank God, I'm able to come back to God at the end of that crazy year. But I want to tell you this. Let's see how God make this happen, okay? Can you see the chapter 16 Exodus? Can you go back to the Bible? Verse 11. The Lord tell the Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at the twilight, you will eat meat. And in the morning, you will be filled with the bread. Then you will know, I am the Lord, your God. For Israel people, who are you? I don't know who you are. Yeah, you do miracle, but you're my God. I don't know. They really have a lot of problem with authority figure. Because all the masses are bad and mean. They just want to take advantage of us. So I never want to have any boss to tell me what should I do. Israelite people, they crumble again as Moses and Aaron, the same thing. I don't want anybody tell me what to do. I don't want to sleep until 2 a.m. I don't want to sleep until 2 a.m. I want to sleep until 2 p.m. I am my own master. But God said, I hear you. You see, you have no food. You rather die in Egypt and die with the meat. I will open your eyes. You never see such thing happen. The food falling from heaven like a rain. So the quail ran down. Verse 13, the evening the quail came and covered the camp. Okay? And you see, in the morning there was a layer of a dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, the thin flakes, like a frost on the ground, appeared on the desert floor. Wow. They have so much food as a quail. But at that time, they also find something small. They never see before, like a frost. Before the sun come out, you can pick it up. But when the sun come out, they melt down. And you see something happen? Can you see the verse 15 continue to read? Let's catch God from his story. When the Israelites saw it, they say to each other, what is it? In Hebrew, sounds like a manna. Manna, manna, manna. Manna, manna, manna. If English people, British people are chosen people by God, we won't call manna. We say, what? What? If Chinese was chosen, we won't call manna. We will say, samo, samo, samo. Hana means what? You realize that? Mahana in Hebrew means what it is. They don't even know how to call this stuff. They never seen this before. And never think about it could happen. So they did not know what it is. So Moses said, this is a bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is the Lord has given you to eat, and as he has a commandment, each one is to gather as much as you need, and don't take too much. Everybody take whatever you need to eat. You know, the Israelites, verse 17, did as they told, but, there's always someone that think they are smart than God. They are smarter than God. Every morning I need to gather whatever I want. Why don't I gather 3 times? So Monday I get up early. Tuesday and Wednesday I sleep. I don't need to get up. But you know what happened? You know what happened? When they gather, leave to next day, and they become bad, spoiled. So you see here, verse 19, Moses tells them no one is keep any of it until morning. However, some of them pay no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until the morning, but it was full of maggots and become to smell. What kind of manna so special? Only one day. Only in the morning. So Israelites people start to have habits. Pick up whatever you need to have. Don't pick up too much, because tomorrow you will have anyway. If you have too much, you cannot finish. Gonna go bad anyway. So Israelites people start to build the habits. If I have enough for today, that's it. I don't need to overwork. Feel like I don't have the food tomorrow. But the sister, do you realize how many people they try to save and save and save just in case tomorrow they have no food, no money? But God say, don't worry. Every day have they want enough worry. Let the worry tomorrow become a worry tomorrow. Don't worry today. Israelite slaves are trained under the special treatment of God to make them finally, they get up early every day. They do whatever they need to have. And also, something special on the sixth day and seventh day. Can you see the verse 24? Yes, 24. So the verse 25. Eat it today, Moses said, because today is the Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather it. But on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. So 6 days, you get double. And Sabbath, no manna. You think this story is kind of funny, huh? God finally trained the Israelite slaves to count the day. If you are the slaves, you don't count the day because every day the same. If you feel you are like slaves, you don't want to wake up because every day is the same. That's why Monday morning you don't want to wake up. If you are slaves, every day the same, you don't bother to count. Your birthday doesn't matter. Memorial Day doesn't matter. No holiday. We are slaves. But you realize that? Because this is a special treatment of God. Israelite people start to count the day. Today is the first day. Second day, when they go to the sixth day. Remember, get double, because tomorrow there's no food at all. And also very special food today we're going to collect. Tomorrow morning won't go bad. We don't know why. Same manna we pick up every day, but Saturday they can last 2 days. So Sunday morning, nothing. But you know what? Israelite people always think somehow they are smarter than God. Sunday, Sabbath morning, somebody always go out to find manna. They find nothing. Don't you think the story talk about Israelites? I don't think so. It's talk about all the people. Nobody trusts God gonna provide the food for me. I need to work my own hands to feed my family. Unfortunately, you lose the blessing. Do you see that? Catch God's glory from his story. Do you know God is? He provided 40 years miracle for all the Israelite slaves. Finally took 40 years. Trained all these people, slaves, become first class. Every single day they get up early, pick up what they need. And the Sabbath day, nobody works. They go to worship together. So they become the most smart, powerful, excellent, outstanding people in the whole world. They only have 50% population of Taiwan. They have 85 Nobel Prizes. No other race are even close. You think our God is fake? He's not fake. All the Old Testament talk about His chosen people history. I really want to tell you, Friday morning when I realized my blood pressure is too high, I measured 3 times to make sure they were going down, but they don't. I realized I'm getting old, my blood pressure getting high. But in the meantime, I remember when I was young. I remember this pastor tell me the story. He said one time he go to the doctor. Doctor said, you alone is big trouble. You're gonna rest, otherwise you will die young. And after that, the pastor go home, kneel down and pray. God, please use me fast before I die. God, I'm dying. So please use me before I die. Very interesting. He continued to serve God faithfully. And he didn't die young. And he's still alive. Brothers and sisters, when this year, Christmas time, I do one homework. Since 2002, and the first 3 pews in this church, we do the first VBS. At that time, only Dorothy and Rachel are students from our church. All the other kids, about 10, from the community. You will find those photos at this lobby, at this this corner. Because of this Christmas concert, I collect some information to encourage our people who come to this meeting, will see this church being faithfully doing children ministry, share gospel overseas and in the local, so they were willing to give a donation to support this church, continue to send the mission team out, no matter how it's overseas or here. And I find this one in video in the 2007. In that video, I see Cindy, Pauline, Eric, and Erica Ichu, Wesley, Connie, Dorothy and Rachel, Joanne Karras, but they don't know each other. And I was there too. I'm taking a photo. When I watched that video, I was shocked. Because God used us to outreach many people. I'm not trying to embarrass you. If I do, please forgive me. I just want to give you one example. When I watched those videos, I didn't realize God can use you and me to be the blessing for many people. You want to take a look?
Yes.
Of course, Anna's not inside, so that's why I say yes, right? And a sound, please. Let's take a look. Sound the back. Anybody control that? Somebody control the power. The sound. Continue. 后面有几个 video 继续放. That's Wesley and Eric. Touch it.
Keep it.
question.
Okay, shh. I will give you the glow stick back later, so don't worry about it. Yes.
You are my
something. 2007, when we do this VBS, and actually many of people in the video are here at that time, they don't know each other. Catch up God in our own story too. You know, when I realize my blood pressure go high, means that you are getting old, so your life is getting close. And in the meantime, God also kind of touched my heart. Each of us could be used by God. Our life is really limited. Is that so true? You might not even know. And in his own story. And actually, this Christmas concert is 10 years. I don't even remember we have so many years already. 10 years, every year, we come together to celebrate Christmas, to prepare, to fundraising, to the people, to the group. And then many people's lives have been touched. Maybe you don't even know. Many people's life was moved. Maybe even you don't know. And through this video, I was shocked because God put those people in the same room. We are now in the same church. We don't even know you were there. And I didn't know. Of course, I see Eric 5 years ago to now. What a difference. Wesley too. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but they look very cute that time and they're very mature right now. But what I want to say is, what you was touched by God to do, nothing is waste. I appreciate this year because the 10th year Christmas concert, we have a Sandy Hurricane. All my energy was doing something else and almost feel like this concert maybe we are not able to make it. But thank God we are able to make it. Many of you really contribute whatever God give to you. So two more Sundays and let's make this passport and ticket become blessing for someone. On December 12th, I really want to encourage you Wednesday, come to church, join with other family in a prayer and worship. You will see the transformation in you, like also what happened in me. Okay, so shall we all stand up? Let's make a big circle and then pray.